This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's women empowerment. At the address to the public rally of the Bhopal, he said that India has become a non-direct any form of proxy war and its testament to this responsibility and firmly to such acts of terror. The Prime Minister has addressed the Women Empowerment Maha Sammelan organized by the 300th birth anniversary of the Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamaburni at Maidan at the Bhopal yesterday. He said the Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's bravery and this organization has challenged the power of women.
आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है जहां पाकिस्तान की सेना ने सोचा तक नहीं था वहां आतंकी ठिकानों को हमारी सेना ने मिट्टी में मिला दिया ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने डंके की चोट पर कह दिया है कि आतंकवादियों के जरिए छद्म युद्ध प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं चलेगा
The National Investigation Agency has conducted the search operations at 15 locations in 8 states across the country in a Pakistan-linked espionage case. In a statement, NIA said that the searches were conducted at the premises of the suspects linked with the intelligence of the Pakistan operatives in the states of Delhi, Mumbai, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and the Assam of West Bengal. There were several electronic gadgets and sensitive financial documents along with the incriminating financials and the materials were seized according to the researchers. As per the NIA investigations, the suspects and the connections with the Pakistani operatives and the acts as the financial conducts for carrying out the espionage activities of India. The Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said that the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan campaign has not been merely a government scheme but a public movement co-providing and the providing of the valuable information to the farmers. Interacting with the legislators from the various states virtually, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the conditions and the discussions on the key operations will be held with the farmers under the campaign and the queries will be appropriately addressed by the relevant experts. Mr. Chauhan added that it's immediate beneficials will be reflected in the upcoming Kharif crop seasons. In a major political development in Nagaland, all 7 legislators of the Nationalist Congress Party have emerged as the ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, raising the NDPP recognition and the strength to the 32 in the 60-member State Assembly. Ministry for the Parliamentary Affairs and senior NDPP registrar and their leader, NG KG Kenye, has informed that the media late last evening that the NCP MLAs have submitted the merger application to the members of the assembly members and have also formally accepted it. Mr. Kenye said that the move strengthens the chief minister's nephew Rio's leadership and aligns with the legislators of the centric party and has become the partition and has addressed the local partitions. The Indian Dev cricket has triumphed in the historic S match in the International Dev Cricket Series 2025 against Trinidad and Tobago. The India team has clinched a 3-2 series win and that is the end of this news bulletin.